The company owed $150 billion. It owed more money than any other private company in the United States at the time. And that night, I met with the man that ran the Federal Reserve of New York, who was the sheriff, in effect. And I said, you know, I've never really owed very much money before. I said, I've got a little mortgage on a house. But $150 billion is a little staggering. And I was hoping he would say, well, don't worry, Warren, we'll give you a few weeks to breathe. And he said to me, prepare for any eventuality.
Earlier today, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had suspended Solomon Brothers from participating in the auction of new issues.
It was one more jolt for a scandal-scarred Wall Street.
The Fed was in effect saying, you're an evil force and we don't want you trading our bonds. It was a huge turning point for Warren. And he believed that at that particular point, his reputation was on the line.
Warren had 24 hours to make up his mind as whether he was going to go forward or just bow out. And I think at that point, Solomon Brothers could have gone into bankruptcy. And Warren stepped up and took responsibility.